Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're exploring something that sounds, well, almost sci-fi.
Right.
Building powerful apps, even AI tools, without touching a single line of code.
Yeah.
We're digging into Google Opal. It's a new experimental tool from Google Labs, just launched this July 2025.
Very new.
And our mission today is really to pull out the key insights, figure out how this thing works, and maybe most importantly, what it means for you.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating, I think, is that Opal isn't, you know, just another tool for developers.
Okay.
In a nutshell, it's a no-code AI tool, and it's built for pretty much anyone. Think marketers, salespeople, HR people, and even those citizen developers we hear about, people building things without being trained programmers.
Right, using low-code or no-code platforms.
Precisely. And with Opal, you use plain English prompts, like just talking to it, and a visual editor to create these little AI mini apps, as Google calls them.
Mini apps.
Okay, this really could change who gets to create software. Kind of blurs the lines, doesn't it? Between tech roles and, well, everyone else.
That is a big shift. And we should probably clarify something up front.
Good point.
This Google Opal, it's not that digital well-being app.
No.
Or the marketing planner one either. Google's being very deliberate calling this one experimental.
Mm-hmm. It's a strategy. Lets them iterate quickly, test the waters, you know, manner expectations.
So it's not polished, not enterprise ready.
Definitely not yet. So, okay, how does it actually work?
Yeah, let's get into that.
Well, the starting point is just natural language. You basically describe what you want the app to do in plain English.
Just type it in.
Yeah. It hides all the complicated stuff underneath.
Okay, and what the sources seem to highlight next is how Opal translates that description.
Right. That's the clever bit.
It takes your input and automatically makes this multi-step workflow.
Yeah, shown visually, like cards on a canvas.
Right, this visual editor seems key. You can, like, chain together AI prompts, different models, other tools. It sounds like vibe coding almost.
Ah, vibe coding. I like that.
Yeah.
And you can click into each step, tweak the prompts, adjust instructions, find control, but still no code.
So what's powering this? What's under the hood?
Well, Google hasn't laid out all the models, obviously, but Gemini 2.5 Pro seems like a really strong candidate given its power in application development.
Makes sense.
And maybe for generating things like video clips, it's probably using their VO algorithms.
Okay.
So it sounds like they're mixing and matching, probably for capability, but also efficiency. Maybe hints at pricing tiers down the line. Who knows?
So moving from how it works to what can you do with it? What are the real world uses the sources point to?
Well, it seems designed to bring AI to, you know, everyday tasks for lots of different people. Boost productivity.
Like what specifically?
Think about generating marketing copy or researching product features, maybe building little custom AI tools to speed things up at work. Some sources even mention pre-built apps for fun stuff, like designing simple video games.
Interesting. If we step back and look at the kinds of examples they highlight, blog writers, thumbnail makers, topic simplifiers, movie summarizers.
Yeah, a lot of it is about content, isn't it? Generating, transforming, processing information.
Exactly. It really feels like Google's initial strategic focus is very clear. Grab that booming market for AI-driven content creation and info synthesis.
Yeah, that seems right, but it also fits into their broader picture, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, they're not just targeting these citizen developers with Opal. They also have Firebase Studio.
Right, that's for the pros. Building full stack AI app.
Exactly. Complete end-to-end stuff. And then there's Cloud Code, which gives AI help inside the coding environment, the IDE, for developers.
So Opal for no coders, Firebase Studio for pros, Cloud Code to help coders code faster. They're covering all the bases.
It really looks like they want to own a piece of every level of software creation as it sort of democratizes, and launching this just after AWS brought out Kiro, their AI coding assistant.
Yeah, the timing is noticeable. Competition is heating up.
Definitely. Which usually means more innovation for users, hopefully.
So it sounds powerful, potentially transformative.
Yeah.
What's the catch?
Yes. The experimental label again.
Right.
It's public beta, US only for now.
Yeah.
And experimental means, well, it could change dramatically. Features might vanish.
No guarantees.
None. No service level agreements, no dedicated support, no promises it'll even be around long term.
So definitely not for critical business stuff.
Absolutely not. Which brings up a really important point for organizations.
Which is?
This whole idea of shadow IT. Empowering non-tech users is great, but
but they might start building apps using company data outside of IT's view.
Precisely. Outside of security oversight, that could lead to, you know, data leaks, compliance issues. It's a known risk. OWASP talks about it.
So businesses need to think carefully about governance before letting employees run wild with it.
It becomes a critical governance decision, not just a tech one. You need a plan.
Okay, let's try to wrap this up then. Google Opal. It looks like a big step towards democratizing AI creation. No code, visual editing, making it accessible.
Yeah, potentially boosting innovation and productivity for loads of people who couldn't build apps before. Rapid prototypes, small tools, that sort of thing.
But, and it's a big but, that experimental status means caution is needed. It's not ready for prime time of business critical processes.
And that shadow IT risk is real. How will companies manage that? When anyone can spin up an app quickly, governance becomes just as vital as adopting the tech itself.
Which leads to our final thought for you, the listener. If you had a tool like Opal, what custom AI solution would you build first? And what does the possibility of building it so easily mean for how we all work and learn?
Something to ponder.